Today's readings give us, in a concealed form, a marvelous anticipation of the Feast of Pentecost, which we celebrate 2 weeks from today. The whole icon, the image of Pentecost, is concealed in our readings this morning. And how would that be? In the second reading, we hear about the heavenly Jerusalem and how the temple is built on the foundation of the 12 apostles. They are the bedrock. They are the bedrock. And then we hear in the gospel that the Holy Spirit will teach us everything to know that we need to know and remind us of everything that Jesus said and did. And then we see in the first reading those marvelous words of the early apostolic church. It seems good to the Holy Spirit and also to us. The apostles had taken counsel, they had prayed, but once they made their decision, they attributed that decision not to themselves, but to the Holy Spirit. It seems good to the Holy Spirit, and therefore to us, that we solve this particular problem of disunity among Jewish followers of Christ and Gentile followers of Christ, that we solve this problem in this way. It seems good to the Holy Spirit, and so also to us. Those early apostles knew the message that the Lord had handed on to them at Pentecost, and they realized the authority that they had to speak on behalf of the Holy Spirit, and they lived and they died for what they spoke on behalf of the Holy Spirit. The mystery of Pentecost, of that upper room, of the Holy Spirit descending in tongues of fire and giving the gift to forgive sins and so many other beautiful gifts to the apostles, that beautiful picture of Pentecost arises in our minds when we think about the temple and its foundations, when we think about the early apostolic statement, it seems good to the Holy Spirit and also to us, and when we realize the mission that the Holy Spirit has from the Father and the Son to teach us all the truth and to remind us of everything that Jesus said and did. As we meditate on these readings, Pentecost is at first concealed, and then in its truth becomes more and more revealed in the concrete. Of course, Our Lady was present at Pentecost among the apostles as the queen of the apostles. She was right in the middle of Pentecost. And the readings remind us of that too, as our Holy Father very carefully pointed out this morning. John's gospel says, if you love me, I will come to you, and I will make my dwelling place within you. Of whom is that spoken more truthfully than of Mary? She loved the Lord with her whole mind, her whole heart, and her whole strength. She loved her neighbor as herself, and the Lord came to her and made his dwelling place within her womb. That's how much she loved. The greatest human being that ever lived, the greatest Christian, the greatest disciple of Jesus Christ who ever lived. Our Lady, Queen of the Universe, Queen of the Apostles, Mother of Priests. She loved perfectly, conceived without original sin, and so God came to her and perfectly made his dwelling place within her. And that's why she is the mother of the church. She is the model of the church. Insofar as we love, God comes and makes his dwelling place within us. And that starts in a very special way today for our beautiful young first communicants. How wonderful they are. They become the ones who, because they love, the Lord comes to them and makes his dwelling place within them in that special Eucharistic way. In that special Eucharistic way, they are with Mary and like Mary. And what a beautiful sense of thanksgiving should rise from our hearts to the Lord for that great gift given to our young first communicants this morning. And again, through the apostles, the gospel reminded us that Jesus will teach us all the truth by the power of the Holy Spirit and remind us of everything that Jesus said and did. The primary repository of all the truth and of everything that Jesus said and did was our Blessed Mother. She is, as our Holy Father likes to say, the memory of the church. She is the perfect memory of what Jesus said and did and of all the truth. That's why we call her Seat of Wisdom. She is the repository, the incarnation of all the truth that Jesus said and did. And out of his love for us, she comes and he comes and makes his dwelling place within us, not completely the way he did in the Queen of the Apostles and the Queen of the Universe, but in a mystical, real way, especially through the Eucharist. So at Pentecost, we have the apostles gathered around Mary right in the center, and the power of the Holy Spirit unleashed so that Jesus can come and dwell with us, teach us the whole truth, and remind us of everything that Jesus said and did. All of that is beautifully concealed and then revealed in this morning's reading. And let us never forget, especially during this month of May, the very special place that Mary, our mother, has in the history of our salvation. Let us never forget her uniqueness Let us never forget that it was a woman, the woman, Mary, the Mother of God, who was chosen to be the greatest Christian, the perfect disciple, the greatest human being that ever lived. And let us thank God for her and for all the great women and mothers in the church who remind us of how Mary herself said and did things every single day. Praise be Jesus Christ.